As we all do, teddy bears. To know him, Mr. Lampion. It's 120, 220 in Ohio and Michigan with Carol on the Countdown to Indie Show. It's a happy day's weekend. And WoWo's six swinging DJs want you to win our nostalgia jukebox with enough Happy Days tunes to have your own neat flatter party. Just mail a card with your name, address, and phone number to Jukebox, WoWo, Fort Wayne. And we'll have the drawing next Friday morning, okay, with a move. That'll be with Big Daddy O. Bob Seaver, so you'll tune in for that. The Bryan, Ohio JCs present their hilarious comedy review, June 3rd and 4th, at the Bryan Junior High School Auditorium. Don't miss it. Hal and Carol here.
Ice. Take some home right now.
Glimmering, shimmering, silken diamond, freezing ice.
Party ice, picnic ice.
Skirting, glittering, bright and biting, frosty, pristine, crystal ice.
Ice cream ice, camping ice, cooling ice, everyday ice.
Tingling, jingling, pure and clear and clinking ice.
It's pure and clean.
Giggling, tingling, frozen, tingle, shining, super cooling ice. Ice, 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 ice.
Crystal clear and cold.
Clear to see. Look into it.
At convenience and dairy stores, supermarkets, service stations, and party shops.
Ice.
On your way home.
Twinkling, shivering, gleaming, pure and shining, cold and clearly clinking.
Two bags are twice as nice.
Ice.
If you're like most people, you already use packaged ice for special occasions like parties. Why not make every day a special occasion? Take some home now. Reimer's Ice.
Fort Wayne Electronics is proud of their sales personnel. They know and love hi-fi. If you've never bought a stereo component system before, then Fort Wayne Electronics is the place to go for the stereo equipment that's right for you at the lowest possible price. Want something smaller than a hi-fi system? How about a portable cassette recorder by Panasonic? Fort Wayne Electronics has dozens of models to choose from, including ones that even have built-in AM/FM stereo radios. Or get an 8-track machine with a built-in radio. All Panasonic radio tape combinations carry a limited 1-year warranty on parts and labor, and they all sound terrific. Are you into CB? Fort Wayne Electronics has 23-channel radios that are incredibly low-priced. CBs that originally sold for $210 are now $79.95. Or $169 radios for only $69.95. Fort Wayne Electronics now has amateur radio equipment at their warehouse store. Visit Fort Wayne Electronics for all of your electronic needs. In Glenbrook or the warehouse store at 3606 East Maumee.
The Indy 500 Countdown is brought to you by the King of Motorcycles, Kawasaki's all-new KC1000, the extension of the famous Z1 legend. Its overhead cam four-stroke engine delivers 83 horsepower at only 80,000 RPMs. The ultimate street machine, the KC1000 is built to be the best there is, the essence of motion, a machine that moves standing still. And now through June 15th, you can ride away on the King and save nearly $200 because your WoWo and Kawasaki dealers will put you on a new 1977 KZ1000 for only $2,499. That's right, $2,499 plus freight, dealer prep, title, and taxes. Get aboard the King of Cycles today and save nearly $200 at one of these participating WoWo and Kawasaki dealers. Charge Kawasaki in Angola, Indiana. Dore's Kawasaki in Wabash, Indiana. Elliding Kawasaki in Decatur, Indiana. Hayden's Kawasaki in Kendallville, Indiana. And Kawasaki of Salina in Salina.
Thank you, Tiny Kim Moore. It's time to check in with Earl the Pearl Finkel. Find out how... What do you say, Earl?
Here's the weather report.
How's it looking, Earl Finkel, honey?
Well, the weather for traveling into the Indy 500 territory for the rest of tonight is going to look A-OK. Gentlemen and ladies, you can start your motors and start heading for the speedway, but do drive carefully as you move through WoWo Land. Weather's going to be definitely on your side with clear skies tonight and clear to partly sunny for tomorrow. Lows tonight only dropping into the mid-60s with light south to southeast winds. And tomorrow, a sunny, hot, and humid day. Make sure the old auto is ready to go. Temperatures near 90, a light south wind, and a little increase in the humidity. We'll be keeping you up to date right through race day. I'm Earl Finkel.
Thanks a lot, Earl. Happy Days weekend. Hal and Carol. Good morning. Memory tunes for you. Oh, what can I do? Elijah, you cheated. You used me. I hate you. The shield. Fields. You cheated. It's 1:26. That's 2:26 Eastern Daylight Savings Time with Carol. You're listening to the Countdown to Indy Show. That's right. We've got Indy traffic reports coming up with Linda Loesch soon. And we just heard from Merle Finkel. He left us some tidbits to play around with, too. Lots of Happy Days music. And it's all going on right now at Color Radio 11.9. Oh, whoa, whoa.
Has put it on.
A great idea from the breakfast experts that'll save mom and dad money at your nearby Western Pancake House. We help keep your whole family full without keeping your wallet empty. We've got a new list of special meals from breakfast to dinner, all offered at substantial savings in smaller portions for children under 10. Then, to top it all off, we've printed the entire mini menu on our cook's hats, and each child gets one free. You'll love the food and the prices, and the kids will love the free hats. Stop by soon and try out the money-saving children's mini menu, and let the kids try out a free cook's hat at your nearby Western Pancake House.
Visit your nearest Western Pancake House in Fort Wayne and Warsaw, and the Western Omelette House in Plymouth.
Petro Olds Cadillac on Highway 15 north of the 30 bypass in Warsaw, Indiana, now has a large selection of Oldsmobiles, Fiats, and GMC trucks in stock for your inspection. Bruce Petro has the economical Oldsmobile F85, which is sure to get the most mileage for your gasoline dollar. And, of course, the sporty Fiats have always been known for their super gas mileage. Bruce Petro Olds Cadillac and GMC sells fine cars, and, of course, Bruce Petro has a full service department and body shop to handle your needs. Petros are also the GMC truck people in the area. They understand your trucking needs and problems and will be happy to help you in any way they can. The mechanics at Petros have the experience and know-how to fix your car promptly and efficiently. Shop Bruce Petro Olds Cadillac and GMC for your transportation needs. They're sure to have the car or truck for you. That's Bruce Petro Olds Cadillac and GMC on Highway 15 north of the 30 bypass in Warsaw. They run a very simple business.
Whatever sport you're into, you ought to be in the Mr. Wiggs Sporting Goods Department. Golf, tennis, fishing, hunting, softball, basketball, biking, hiking, or camping. You'll always find the best equipment at Mr. Wiggs. You'll always be a winner when you shop at Mr. Wiggs Sporting Goods Department. Because your satisfaction is always guaranteed on anything you buy, or you'll get a free replacement or your money back. Be a sport at Mr. Wiggs with brand name items for a whole lot less.
We're more than the price is right. We're more than the price is right. That's Mr. Wiggs.
Now, Countdown to Indy. With WoWo's Dugan Fry.
The record books will show that the 200-mile-an-hour barrier at Indy was broken by Tom Sneva on the first day of time trials in 1977. This is due to the fact that official records are only established on time trial or race days. But the first unofficial lap in excess of 200 miles an hour was run back on March 19th this year when Gordon Johncock was timed at 200.4 miles per hour while conducting tire tests for Goodyear. On qualification day, Johncock had a few problems and ended with a time trial average of 193.517. Johncock talked about his run after he had pulled back in the pits.
Well, you know, the car was running real smooth and consistent, and that's why that we got the 93.7 on or 9 on the last three laps. Got the car adjusted a little bit after the first lap, and there's much I could do after that.
Johncock is another of the former winners sitting in that first two rows. In fact, it's ironic that with the exception of pole sitter Tom Sneva, the entire first two rows contain former winners. Johncock won the 1973 rain-shortened race. He'll start his run this year from the middle of row two at an average speed of 193.517. This is Dugan Fry, counting down to Indy.
Indy 500!
Snyder's in the spotlight with Dugan next time on Countdown to Indy Show with Carol. Wonderful. Whoa, whoa.
In every other song that I've heard lately, let's think about living.
Let's think about living.
Let's think about love.
All right. Bye. Bob Lewis. Let's think about living. Yes, indeed. We have a chance for morning and evening thunder showers today at high 87, at low tonight 58. Mostly cloudy skies in Fort Wayne, 68 degrees. It's 133, 233 in Ohio and Michigan from the Time and Temperature Tower of wonderful Whoa Whoa Radio. Santo and Johnny. Sounds like Hawaii, doesn't it? It's not. It's sleepwalk. It's 1:35. 2:35 Eastern Daylight Savings Time with Carol on the Countdown to Indie Show. It's a happy day's weekend.
W-O-W-O-W-O-W-O-W-O scoreboard.
Tell them.
The latest sports review. From 1190, direct to you.
They were right. I've got all the scores. All the games are done. Let's hit the National League first since they took so long. San Diego, how did you let Houston get five runs? That's what I want to know. Last time, in the seventh inning, San Diego was leading 6-0, and they let Houston just come right up. But they still won the game. Padres 6, Houston Astros 5. St. Louis tripped up the Montreal Expos again, 7-5. Took 10 innings for Philadelphia to slow down the New York Mets, and they did. Phillies 4, New York Mets 2. Cincinnati Reds victorious over the Los Angeles Dodgers. They were dodging the plate, apparently. It was 6-3 for the Reds. Atlanta 2, San Francisco 1, and Chicago Cubs. They downed Pittsburgh 6-3. In the American League action, well, Baltimore 3, Minnesota Twins 1, Chicago White Sox. They kind of tripped up the New York Yankees here, 9-4. Toronto skipped by the California Angels, 6-4. Seattle 3, Detroit Tigers 1. Motor City, I'm not speaking to you. Boston 17, Kansas City 12. Did they play ball or what? Oakland A's stopped my Tribe, 5-1. Oh, Cleveland, you were winning for a while, but I guess you needed a breather. Milwaukee 3 and Texas Rangers 1. Did you hear about this? Heavyweight contender Ernie Shaver says Muhammad Ali has signed a contract to fight him in a title bout. It'll probably be scheduled for September 17th, and that'll be at New York City's Madison Square Garden, so we'll all be looking forward to that one, too.
Dum, da-dum, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dum.
Scott, we should make a record together. She told Every Little Star. Remind me not to tell Linda Scott any secrets, all right? It's 1:39, 2:39 Eastern Daylight Savings Time. It's a Countdown to Indie Show with Carol. On a happy day's weekend, Linda will check traffic next.
The Indy 500 Countdown is brought to you by the King of Motorcycles, Kawasaki's all-new KZ1000, the extension of the famous Z1 Legend. Its overhead cam four-stroke engine delivers 83 horsepower and only 80,000 RPMs. The ultimate street machine. The KZ1000 is built to be the best there is, the essence of motion, a machine that moves standing still. And now through June 15th, you can ride away the King and save nearly $200 because your Wowoland Kawasaki dealer will put you on a new 1977 KZ1000 for only $2,499. That's right, $2,499 plus free dealer prep, title, and taxes. Get aboard the King of Motorcycles today and save nearly $200 at one of these participating Wowoland Kawasaki dealers. Remitz Kawasaki in Versailles, Ohio. Terry's Kawasaki in Ossian, Indiana. Lily's Kawasaki in Defiance, Ohio. Andrew's Kawasaki in Marion, Indiana. And Ellerding Kawasaki in Fort Wayne.
Norm Sports Shop, 1 mile west of Larwell on U.S. 30, has one of Indiana's largest selections of guns and shooting accessories. Norm's also has muzzle-loading guns and complete gun kits for all you avid sportsmen. Norm's reloading department can sure be a big help, too. Norm Sports Shop carries compound bows by Browning and Indian, and they have a complete line of accessories to go with them. The new Super S broadhead for deer is now in stock at Norm's. If fishing is more of your sport, Norm's has a full line of fishing equipment and gear, and also has safe and sturdy aluminum fishing boats by Sea-Nymph. You'll find just about anything you need for hunting and fishing at Norm's, and they'll be glad to give you the tips and advice that can help you to get the game you're after. Norm's has quality cowboy boots by Acme and Dan Post, as well as authentic Western wear by Pendleton. Be sure to visit Norm's Sports Shop on U.S. Highway 30 at Larwell, between Columbia City and Warsaw.
The transmission on your car needs repairs. Naturally, you're concerned about the cost. Listen to why people like the way we do things at AAMCO Transmission.
First of all, AAMCO gave me a price to okay before they did the work. I mean, there was no guesswork about anything.
At AAMCO, we give you a price to okay before repairs begin.
I okayed the price and they did the job. Then, when I picked up my car, the price was the same. Exactly.
At AAMCO Transmissions, The price you okay is the price you pay.
I gotta tell you, I wish a lot more places operated the way Amco does. The whole thing is so, you know, upfront. I'm satisfied.
People like the way we do things. We do things right. Amco. AA. MCO.
I gotta tell you, I wish a lot more places operated the way Amco does. I'm satisfied.
See D. Hoffman, your transmission specialist in Fort Wayne at 2127 South Calhoun and at 3841 Northrop.
Oh, we're starting it up, and we're heading for Indy, so we check for the traffic information with Linda Loesch. Linda, how are you? You holding up all right?
I'm fine.
These are not normal hours you're keeping. I thought I'd let you know.
I feel like a real night owl.
Okay, you ready? What do you got?
Well, mostly for anyone who's gotten anywhere near the track, it's called sit and wait, but something did happen earlier. A fatal accident occurred on I-465 about an hour and a half ago, but traffic at that site has pretty well cleared up. Indiana State Trooper Sergeant Green, who's posted at the track tonight, says all interstates at this time have moderate traffic flows, but the main streets to the track, like 16th, Georgetown, 30th, and 38th, are pretty well packed with cars at a standstill, and those cars will probably stay right where they are until the gates to the track open at 5 a.m. Indiana time.
Okay, thank you so much, Linda.
You're welcome.
Countdown to Indy Show keeps rocking on.
There's always something happening on WOWO.
It's also a Happy Days weekend.
So fun. So fun.
The fiesta is so fun, baby. It's a Happy Days weekend at WOWO. Thank you. WOWO Radio is the channel of champions indeed. Four.
They go to count.
Gary and the U.S. Bonds at 2:45. No, it's just a little after 2:45. That's 2:45 in Ohio and Michigan. Do, kids. Thank you. Gary and the U.S. Bonds. 2:45. Not to confuse you, but it's 1:47. 2:47 Eastern Daylight Savings Time with Carol on the Countdown to Indy Show. We're going to check in with Dugan Fry again.
The Indy 500 Countdown is brought to you by the King of Motorcycles, Kawasaki's all-new KC1000, the extension of the famous Z1 legend. Its overhead cam four-stroke engine delivers 83 horsepower at only 80,000 RPMs. The ultimate street machine. The KC1000 is built to be the best there is. The essence of motion. A machine that moves standing still. And now through June 15th, you can ride away on the King and save nearly $200 because your WOWO and Kawasaki dealers will put you on a new 1977 KZ1000 for only $2,499. That's right, $2,499 plus freight, dealer prep, title, and taxes. Get aboard the King of Cycles today and save nearly $200 at one of these participating WOWO and Kawasaki dealers. Charge Kawasaki in Angola, Indiana. Dore's Kawasaki in Wabash, Indiana. Ellerding Kawasaki in Decatur, Indiana. Hayden's Kawasaki in Kendallville, Indiana. And Kawasaki of Salina in Salina.
Cool off from the hot summer weather and have fun in the sun with an AMF Alcort sales boat from Elmer's Marina on Crooked Lake. Elmer's Marina has a wide selection of AMF Alcort boats, including the Sunfish, the ideal first sailboat for all ages. You'll learn to sail quickly in a Sunfish. Its simple handling and easy upkeep make it a perfect family boat. And for you lightweights, nothing beats the AMF Alcort Minifish. The Minifish is easy to sail, compact, and easy to launch. AMF Alcort also makes a sailboat with the racer in mind, the Force 5. The Force 5 is an ideal boat to learn sailing control. It handles with great stability and power. And one of the nicest features about this great racer is that it can be carried on top of your car, launched easily, and stored almost anywhere. And for easy hauling, Elmer's Marina carries the famous Easy Loader trailers. So for a great selection of AMF Alcort sails boats and trailers, visit Elmer's Marina on Crooked Lake in Angola, Indiana.
Here and a lot to be found. Where more than the price is right. That's Mr. Wiggs.
What
Whatever sport you're into, you ought to be in the Mr. Wiggs Sporting Goods Department. Golf, tennis, fishing, hunting, softball, basketball, biking, hiking, or camping. You'll always find the best equipment at Mr. Wiggs. You'll always be a winner when you shop at Mr. Wiggs Sporting Goods Department, because your satisfaction is always guaranteed on anything you buy, or you'll get a free replacement or your money back. Be a sport at Mr. Wiggs with brand name items for a whole lot less.
We're more than the price is right. We're more than the price is right. That's Mr. Wiggs. Mr. Wiggs.
Now, countdown to Indy. With WoWo's Dugan Fry.
George Snyder has driven in 12 previous Indy 500s with an 8th place finish in 1975 as his best. Snyder is from the A.J. Foyt driving style in that he likes to charge for all the marbles whenever possible and hopes she holds together. In fact, three of his races here were as a part of the Foyt team. Snyder's run this year gave him a favorable starting position in the front part of the pack. I talked with him shortly after he had qualified about some of the problems he had encountered and also about the fact that he had drawn an early qualification spot in the runs this year.
Chris, congratulations on your run. I understand the track was a bit slippery for you there.
Well, I think, I don't know if it was slick or we had to make some minor adjustments. Our wing was an inch too long and we had to make some adjustments to shorten it up to be legal. And I think that might have gave us a little problem.
Now, some people always question whether or not it's good to be that far up in the draw. If you got to make adjustments like that, it really... hurries you up sometimes, does it not?
Yeah, it does. It hurried us up quite a bit, and didn't have no idea what the race car would do when we got out there.
George Snyder, who will start the 1977 Indy 500 at an average speed of 188.976. That means he'll start from the inside of row 5. This is Dugan Fry, counting down to Indy.
Indy 500!
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Boys, a surfing safari. I'll be Calvin Baby Richards. We'll be rocking away on Happy Days Weekend with you. He'll stop by here 5 o'clock this morning on a Happy Days Weekend.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire.
Oh, Elvis. Elvis Presley on a whoa, Happy Days Weekend. It's the Countdown to Indie Show with Carol. One, yeah, Howlin' Carol at the Towers of Power. 1190 Radio. You know, next Friday, Big Daddy O' Bob Severs is going to give away our Nostalgia Jukebox. It's loaded with Happy Days tunes. All you have to do to try to win is mail a card to Jukebox, WoWo, Fort Wayne, and we'll have the drawing next Friday morning. So get your cards in ASAP. That's as soon as possible. For all you memo freaks, you want a memo? I'll give you one right now.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, just take 1190 along with you.
The Tri-State's Years Ahead Station on Radio 1190, the sound of Fort Wayne.
Oh, indeed. You remember Rick Nelson? Poor little fools, Rick Nelson.
More news, more often, more times a day. Here it first and facts to all the woe away. The news,
there's been a holiday weekend disaster in northern Kentucky. Fire tonight engulfed a huge nightclub, the Beverly Hills Supper Club in Southgate, Kentucky, killing more than 150 persons, and the toll is expected to go higher. More from newsman Drew Vogel in Southgate.
I stood on the hillside at the back of the Beverly Hills. I personally counted between 60 and 75 bodies laying out on the grass by the chapel area there. The fire is still raging. Flames shoot at, say, 100 feet in the air. One wall has caved in. A police officer up there told me that there are as many as 100, maybe even more than that, 100 people that were killed in that fire. Many of them, of course, still inside the building. Apparently, the fire originated in what's called the Zebra Room, which is a small meeting room of sorts, below the Cabaret Room, which is a nightclub. Now, the Cabaret Room will hold between 700 and 800 people.
That report earlier, the death toll now above the 150 mark. In other news this morning, police in Argentina reportedly have killed as many as 16 suspected terrorists in a raid in Buenos Aires. Diplomatic sources in Rhodesia say the government has accepted the idea of majority rule, but wants to limit that majority to assure a representation in government for non-whites. Five persons taken hostage by jail escapees in Selma, Alabama, were freed unharmed shortly after the escapees were captured Saturday. This is Ed Kane in Washington. More on the major fire in northern Kentucky at the Beverly Hills Supper Club, a big nightclub close by Cincinnati. At least 150 are now known dead. More bodies are known to be in the wreckage. Fire officials say the bodies are thought to be in that building. The fire has now been put out. AP Radio talked this morning with Red Cross spokesman Ray Carmichael in nearby Cincinnati. He described aid measures.
We had 11 nurses and 5 doctors on the scene to take care of first aid immediately before the ambulances arrived and that type of thing. We also set up a morgue at Fort Thomas Armory that's in Kentucky, but we do not, as of yet, have a definite death count.
Ray Carmichael of the Red Cross in Cincinnati. The nightclub, we repeat, is close by Cincinnati, though actually in Kentucky. It draws many patrons from Ohio. Singer John Davison was about to go on at the club when that fire erupted. He was not hurt in the fire. In other news tonight, the South Moluccan terrorist siege is now a week old. Vic Aiken reports from Assen, Holland.
The situation on the hijacked train is basically static. The terrorists and the authorities are in contact, but there appears to be little movement on either side. The husband of a 7-month pregnant woman has offered himself as substitute hostage, but the terrorists have not indicated whether they will agree to this. The woman was traveling to the hospital at Groningen when the train was hijacked, and she is thought to have a womb infection. The real problem on the train seems to be one of hygiene. The toilet facilities are very limited, and the train has no sewage storage tank. So either the people on the train are not flushing the toilets to conserve what water the train carries for washing, or they are, and the waste is being deposited on the roadbed directly beneath the train. In either case, medical men say the situation is extremely unhealthy.
This is Associated Press Radio News.
Fort Wayne undercover officers arrested 2 men for the delivery of cocaine at the Park West Mall Shopping Center at 3800 U.S. 24 West on Saturday. 25-year-old Mark Mullane of 1004 Lincoln and 23-year-old Ralph Borgina of Ida, Michigan are held at the Allen County lockup on a preliminary charge of violation of the Indiana Uniform Controlled Substance Act under $25,000 bond apiece. Approximate street value of the cocaine was estimated at $25,000. The pilot of a small aircraft escaped injury when his plane crashed in Hamilton County, Indiana, about a mile and a half southeast of Fishers late Saturday afternoon. State police say 42-year-old Russell Ott of Indianapolis was attempting to land the Aero Commander twin-engine plane when the brakes failed. The craft extensively damaged a landscaping business next to the airfield. A car pedestrian accident about 3 miles east of North Manchester, Indiana, on State Road 114, claimed the life of one person on Saturday. State police say Sarah Huddleston of Peru apparently didn't see the car and stepped into the road in front of the vehicle. A Newcastle, Indiana man drowned in Big Chapman Lake in Kosciuszko County, just northeast of Warsaw, Saturday evening. State police say 28-year-old Clyde Stegner was swimming with friends, jumped off a pontoon boat, and didn't resurface.
WoWo's Kenmore. Did you hug your kids today? That happy question comes from your Mental Health Association. Join your Mental Health Association during May, Mental Health Month.
WoWoLand weather, partly cloudy overnight with the lows in the lower 60s, a chance for morning and evening thundershowers on Sunday, the high in the mid to upper 80s and southerly winds to 15. The low Sunday evening in the upper 50s and northeasterly winds to 20. Partly sunny on Monday with the high in the upper 70s or lower 80s and northeasterly winds to 15. Suzanne Cott, WoWo Transcribe News.
Petro Olds Cadillac on Highway 15 north of the 30 bypass in Warsaw, Indiana, now has a large selection of Oldsmobiles, Fiats, and GMC trucks in stock for your inspection. Bruce Petro has the economical Oldsmobile F85, which is sure to get the most mileage per your gasoline dollar. And, of course, the sporty Fiats have always been known for their super gas mileage. Bruce Petro Olds Cadillac and GMC sells fine cars. And, of course, Bruce Petro has a full service department and body shop to handle your needs. Petros are also the GMC truck people in the area. They understand your trucking needs and problems and will be happy to help you in any way they can. The mechanics at Petros have the experience and know-how to fix your car promptly and efficiently. Shop Bruce Petro Olds Cadillac and GMC for your transportation needs. They're sure to have the car or truck for you. That's Bruce Petro Olds Cadillac and GMC on Highway 15 north of the 30 bypass in Warsaw. They run a very simple business. Countdown to Indy, brought to you on WoWo by Elmer's Marine on the north shore of Crooked Lake, Angola, Indiana. Sea Ray, AMFL, Cord, and Sampan on hand at Elmer's Marine. Dorm's Sport Shop, 1 mile west of Larwell on US 30 with one of Indiana's largest selections of guns and shooting accessories. D. Hoffman's Amco Transmission with two locations in Fort Wayne, 4127 South Calhoun and 3841 Northrop. Fort Wayne Electronics, it's the right place for quality stereos, communications equipment, and everything electronic. Rymer's Ice Service Incorporated, manufacturers of pure sparkling packaged ice. Rymer's Ice with the sign of three colors. Diamonds. Fort Wayne Travel Service, international and domestic reservations, tickets, cruises, and tours. One stop does it all. Mr. Wiggs, you get more than you pay for at Mr. Wiggs with three convenient locations to serve you in Fort Wayne. And your 24-hour Fort Wayne Western Pancake House, next to the Red Roof Inn on the Goshen Road. Petro Olds Cadillac, GMC, and Fiat in Warsaw, Indiana. They run a very simple business. And by Wovoland Kawasaki dealers featuring the all-new KZ1000. Follow Wovo's countdown to Indy right up until race time at 11 a.m. this morning.
All right, rock and roll on a happy day's weekend.
There she goes.
Pretty Diana.
Johnny, get angry.
All of my calendar, girl.
I will love
him. Run to him.
Dreaming. I like it like that.
Walk to see.
Down in New Orleans.
Tell her how you love me.
Just run and scared.
It's now or never.
Stick it on your collar.
So fine.
Young love.
Uh-huh, honey.
All right.
Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing.
I know it, Brenda Lee. Sweet nothing. 10 minutes after 2. 10 minutes after 3 in Ohio and Michigan, the Countdown to Indy Show with Carol Ford on a Happy Days weekend.
Lavender
blue, you heard her. Sammy Turner with Carol Ford is a Countdown to Indy show. We'll find out about fuel testing when we check in with Dugan Fry at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Fort Wayne Electronics is proud of their sales personnel. They know and love hi-fi. If you've never bought a stereo component system before, then Fort Wayne Electronics is the place to go for the stereo equipment that's right for you at the lowest possible price. Want something smaller than a hi-fi system? How about a portable cassette recorder by Panasonic? Fort Wayne Electronics has dozens of models to choose from, including ones that even have built-in AM/FM stereo radios. Or get an 8-track machine with a built-in radio. All Panasonic radio tape combinations carry a limited 1-year warranty on parts and labor, and they all sound terrific. Are you into CB? Fort Wayne Electronics has 23-channel radios that are incredibly low-priced. CBs that originally sold for $210 are now $79.95. Or $169 radios for only $69.95. Fort Wayne Electronics now has amateur radio equipment at their warehouse store. Visit Fort Wayne Electronics for all of your electronic needs. In Glenbrook or the warehouse store at 3606 East Maumee.
If travel is in your future, be sure to stop by or call the Fort Wayne Travel Service. They can help you with all your travel needs, whether it be business or pleasure. Fort Wayne Travel can help with the tickets, reservations, tours, and cruises. There's no need to worry over travel plans. Fort Wayne Travel can handle it all. Call them today at 424-4116. Fort Wayne Travel has some fabulous tours in the coming months. It's never too early to start making your vacation plans. The annual Rose Bowl Tour with WoWo's own Art Salzburg will be leaving December 27th this year. And Fort Wayne Travel also has a South Pacific Tour arranged for January of 1978. This South Pacific Tour will leave January 19th for 24 days through New Zealand, Australia, Fiji, and Tahiti. Wherever your vacation or business plans call for, Fort Wayne Travel Service can handle all the details. Call them today at 424-4116 or stop by room 206, the Central Building in downtown Fort Wayne.
The Indy 500 Countdown is brought to you by the King of Motorcycles, Kawasaki's all-new KZ1000, the extension of the famous Z1 Legend. Its overhead cam 4-stroke engine delivers 83 horsepower at only 80,000 RPMs. The ultimate street machine. The KZ1000 is built to be the best there is, the essence of motion, a machine that moves standing still. And now through June 15th, you can ride away the King and save nearly $200 because your WoWoland Kawasaki Kentucky dealer. We'll put you on a new 1977 KZ1000 for only $24.99. That's right, $2,499 plus free. Dealer prep, title, and taxes. Get aboard the King of Motorcycles today and save nearly $200 at one of these participating Wawaland Kawasaki dealers. Remitz Kawasaki in Versailles, Ohio. Terry's Kawasaki in Ossian, Indiana. Lily's Kawasaki in Defiance, Ohio. Andrew's Kawasaki in Marion, Indiana. And Ellerding Kawasaki in Fort Wayne.
Now, Countdown to Indy. With Wawa's Dugan Fry.
One of the new innovations at Indy this year in time trials was what was called, for the lack of a better term, a saliva test to detect any attempts at cheating with forbidden fuels. An inspection team supervised by USAC officials operated the advanced instrumentation on loan from a manufacturer in Norwalk, Connecticut, to determine if any forbidden additives were put into the methanol fuel. Officials said a device using an infrared process checked fuel samples as each car completed the four-lap qualifying run. The equipment was designed to detect and record any traces of forbidden additives, particularly nitromethane, which would have given a speed advantage. The equipment and process were originally designed to detect unknown substances in testing at industrial laboratories. The equipment is also commercially used to fingerprint drugs in the human system, both in treatment of overdoses and in criminal cases, plus detecting pollutants in the environment. But this year was pressed into a new duty at the Indy 500 track. This is Dugan Fry, counting down to Indy.
Indy 500!
Thanks, Dugan. We're checking in with Earl Finklin a little bit, find out about Indy weather. Linda Lowe will be by to check on Indy traffic for you. We got lots of Happy Days music. Yes, taking a walk down memory lane on a whoa weekend. Oh, I think Earl has eliminated that problem for us this weekend. I sincerely hope so. We'll find out in a couple of minutes. It says D. Clark and raindrops. It's 219, 319 in Ohio and Michigan with Carol Ford on a Countdown to Indy show and a Happy Days weekend. That's right. You know, tell the gang they can win Wobo's needy old nostalgia jukebox. It's a really mean machine. I saw that thing. It's stuffed full of super Happy Days hits. And here's how you do it. Mail a card with your name, address, and phone number to Jukebox Wobo, Fort Wayne. And listen next Friday morning for the drawing with Big Dob, the big daddy old Severs. He'll do that drawing. Oh, I want to tell you this one other thing. Purdue, Indiana Theater presents I Do, Sondheim and Company, and Old Coward. Weekend evenings until June 26th. Reservations, please. Call 482-5782. 482-5782.
The Indy 500 Countdown is brought to you by the King of Motorcycles, Kawasaki's all-new KZ1000, the extension of the famous Z1 legend. Its overhead cam four-stroke engine delivers 83 horsepower at only 80,000 RPMs. The ultimate street machine. The KZ1000 is built to be the best there is. The essence of motion. A machine that moves standing still. And now through June 15th, you can ride away on the King and save nearly $200 because your Wawaland Kawasaki dealers will put you on a new 1977 KZ1000 for only $24.99. That's right, $2,499 plus free dealer prep, title, and taxes. Get aboard the King of Cycles today and save nearly $200 at one of these participating Wawaland Kawasaki dealers. Charge Kawasaki in Angola, Indiana. Dore's Kawasaki in Wabash, Indiana. Ellerding Kawasaki in Decatur, Indiana. Hayden's Kawasaki in Kendallville, Indiana. And Kawasaki of Salina in Salina.
Ice. Take some home right now.
Glimmering, shimmering, silken, diamond, freezing ice.
Party ice, picnic ice.
Curating, glittering, bright and biting, frosty, pristine, crystal ice.
Ice cream ice, camping ice, cooling ice, everyday ice.
Dingling, jingling, pure and clear and clinking ice.
It's pure.